You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, September 15th, 10 a.m. Fern Canyon, Redwood National Park, California's Humboldt Coast. As I stare upward at a tiny rivulet plunging over the cliff's rim, it divides into several torrents, caroming off rocky ledges, cascading across swollen blankets of moss, and rebounding against countless delicate fronds of maidenhair ferns until it is reduced to an aerosol that makes a soft hissing sound as it sprays onto the canyon's gravel floor. At my feet, a shallow, crystalline stream meanders through the gravel, carving a serpentine course over a flat, rocky stream bed. Makeshift wooden bridges cross the twisting creek at every major bend, allowing hikers to keep their feet dry as they move deeper into the stream-carved gorge. This unique canyon is only about 30 feet wide, with steep, vertical cliffs rising 50 feet on either side of the shallow creek. Tiny salmon smolts hold behind fist-sized rocks, waiting for a drifting insect in the delicate current. The stream's east-west route has eroded deeply into ancient sediments deposited by a prehistoric route of the Klamath River, which now flows far north of here. This has created a narrow opening to the cloudless sky, parsing sunlight into discrete bands of luminosity. As the sun moves across the sky, light dances over the fern-covered canyon walls, transforming each narrow bend in the river with endless variations in mood, ranging between brilliant intensity and shadowy gloom. While maidenhair or five-fingered ferns are most common, lady, wood, leatherleaf, and sword ferns are also present in great numbers, creating one of the finest naturally occurring fern gardens in the world. The impression of a prehistoric environment is inescapable. In fact, while the number of visitors here is relatively few, millions of people around the world have seen this place as a backdrop to parts of the computer-animated film Jurassic Park 2 and the BBC documentary Walking with Dinosaurs. The strange shape of this watershed, with its narrow vertical walls and flat valley floor, is not actually natural. This contour is a product of hydraulic mining dating from the last century. This particularly destructive surface mining method involves washing away topsoil with high-pressure water cannons to expose buried gold. In 1850, gold was discovered in the black sands that big storm waves occasionally washed from the high bluffs created by the ancient Klamath River's sediments. Before long, a small community of a half-dozen buildings was established on the north rim of the canyon. Miners searched for gold on the bluffs off and on for a century before abandoning the site. Although stripped of all plant life by this type of mining, years of inactivity have allowed the native vegetation to recover in a particularly lush and unique way. Every square inch of the canyon's vertical walls are now covered in greenery. Due to the trapped humidity, ferns, which cannot tolerate drying and need very little soil, dominate the floor on the canyon walls. Frequent fog and rain from the nearby ocean keep the tiny valley well watered. On the canyon floor, saturated, decaying logs washed down from higher elevations support luxuriant gardens of huckleberry, salal, coltsfoot, wood sorrel, fairy lantern, saxifrage, and monkey flowers. On a protruding rock in midstream, an American dipper bounces in its distinctive way before plunging beneath the surface to pick invertebrates from the rocky stream bed. This chunky, dark gray bird has a coating of down that keeps it warm and dry as it spends much of its day in cold, moving water. A northern red-legged frog sits quietly in a forest of maidenhair ferns clinging to the canyon wall. This masked, chestnut-colored amphibian can move about freely in these unusually moist, temperate surroundings. The sunlight flickers as it is briefly eclipsed in the narrow band of sky above the canyon walls. An osprey soars overhead on its way to the ocean from the top of a Sitka spruce towering above the canyon rim. Kalapuya and Coos elder Esther Stutzman is organizing a day of activities for all ages that includes storytelling, basket making, demonstrations, drumming, dancing, children's activities, a display and discussion of the building of the traditional Kalapuya canoe, and more. The event takes place on Saturday, September 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring a picnic lunch, blanket to sit on, and stay for the day. This event takes place at 751 South Danabo Avenue. Parking will be on Isabel Street to the north of the site. The event is presented by Wren, and there is a small fee. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.